Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Karina Mwamba, here in the United States of America, broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. It gives me great joy to come to you the way we are at this particular hour. It's nice here in the United States of America. We've just been watching the presidential debate between Trump and also Hillary Clinton, who are running for the White House. It gives me a lot of pleasure and joy to know that God is in total control. And we pray that God will make things work better for us. You know, we running a ministry, we pray for the leadership here in America, asking for God's grace to abound upon them. We ask for the Spirit of the Lord to lead in this country, that the rightful person will get into the White House and will be the president of this great nation. We thank you all that wherever you are, you also join us in prayer. You will join us in prayer. You'll be part and parcel of what God is doing here in the United States. But friends, today I have a message for you. By the way, we do run a Bible school, online Bible college, Word of Life Bible College. It's an online school that we run, and we have students in London. We have students in Uganda, Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, South Africa. If you'd like to enroll at our college, you can send us a message to Word of Life Bible College, the number 777@gmail.com, and we'll communicate back to you through the director of admissions, who is my wife, Tarina Mwamba. She will send you a message, and she will contact you and build up that rapport with you. Well, friends, at this critical time, it really gets into my spirit and in my heart. It brings a lot of concern to me when I look at the churches universally. By the way, I've traveled a lot. I've been all over Africa. I've been to Europe. I've ministered a lot in London, in South Wales. I've been to Sweden. I crisscrossed this great nation of the United States of America. I've been to South Africa, Malawi, Tanzania. I've been to Kenya. I've been to Uganda. I've been to the Gabon, I've been to Nigeria, I've been to the Cameroons, I've been to Zimbabwe, Botswana, all these countries. I've been there and I've preached the message of the kingdom of God. One thing that has struck me is the negligence of the house of God. I call it the negligence of the house of God because people are not as concerned with the house of God as they are concerned about their own home. That's why the message today is entitled Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba and Tarina Mwamba present why many Christians do not give. I've preached in Botswana. I've gone to South Africa. I've been in Zimbabwe. I've gone to Malawi. I've been to Kenya. I've gone to Nigeria. Many times, the man of God has got to look and believe God for the finances by himself. Churches across the board drop pennies in the offering basket. Pastoring a church in Zambia, I had a few of the key members in my church. I had an Indian family who had businesses. They had a restaurant. They had an important export business. And these people were the ones who really gave big when it came to giving in my church. The rest of the people were very faithful. I knew of my elders. They were faithful. They would tithe and give to the work of God. But the general rank and file, they would not give so sacrificially. It was like dropping in pennies and little coins. And like they didn't have anything to give. And so at that time in Zambia, I had to stretch my faith to meet the rent for my residence where I lived, the House of Mission. I had to stretch my faith to believe God for money to rent the house where we lived.
It went also on my trips when I'm traveling overseas or I'm going anywhere around the world. I had to believe God. I had to get the money to believe God for the travel. I had to get the money. I had to raise the funds so that I could travel abroad and get to London or come to the United States or get to any place around the world. And so it gripped my heart. I started thinking within me. I said, Lord, I've been around the world. I've been to Botswana. I've been to Malawi. I've been to South Africa. I've been to Kenya. I've been to Botswana. I've been to the Gabon. I've been to Nigeria. I've crisscrossed. I've been to Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, Kenya. I've gone to London, South Wales. I've been to Sweden. But in all these places, mainly when I see and I go to minister there, I see people drop pennies in the offering basket. This grieved my heart. I've gone under very strong teachings. But, you know, I'm not saying that everybody was like that. Because when I was coming to the United States, one of my deaconesses is the one who had to buy me an air ticket to go to Boston, land in Boston, then get a connection to Southampton to go to Massachusetts at the Gordon Cornwall Theological Seminary. Without that, I don't know how I could have done it. And then, you know, I had, because of the grace of God and the faith, the stretch of faith, I had Gloria here in the United States with her husband, Mac, including Teddy Bryant and the husband. They gave me thousands of dollars for the work of the Lord. But since I came to the United States, you know, people know that I'm here. The focus changes. When you are in Africa, think, you know, they're going to give because there's a tax off. When they, you know, submit their tax, they give it to charity and stuff, which I can even do even here. But I've seen a bit of resistance in people to giving to the work of the Lord. In America, I've ministered in some churches. And mainly the dear brothers who are from Africa, they know how to honor a man of God. Like I preach for Pastor John here. He's from the Cameroons. After a service, you give me $100. See? This pastor is from Africa. But after I minister, he gives me $100. Where I minister, they give me nothing. It's like a Bible school. We teach, and we teach by faith. I have other lecturers who help in the work of the Lord, like our pastor Nathan, who has been helping to teach the book of Acts. These people need remuneration. We need remuneration as ministers of the gospel, me and my wife, working in ministry. How do you think we're going to survive if you who are receiving the blessings of the Lord don't give in the work of God? How? The Bible said in the book of Malachi 3:10, bring all your tithes and offerings unto mine house, that there may be meat in my house, says the Lord. And prove me herewith, if I'll not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will be no enough room for you to receive it. The bottom line is, dear one, when we give to the work of God, we enable, like us, we're in ministry teaching online, where students are also having a hard time to pay for their tuition. When you give towards this ministry, you help us do the work of the ministry. You help us to get the office equipment in place. You help us to get the buildings rented. You help us to get things that we are using for the kingdom paid for. But when you do not give, but when you do not put anything into the work of God, how is the church going to survive? I know of a ministry here in the United States of America, by the black pastor by the name of Ricky Rash. His church is mainly a black church. He's got thousands of members. This man in their church, they gave. The African-American community, the black population in the church, mainly black, like I said, they give. He's got a mega church. He He's got a church costing millions of dollars. It's huge. Parking lot is big. Inside the church, there is even an aquarium built within the building by the entrance of the thing. You see this mighty aquarium. What am I saying? If Pastor Ricky Rush can do it with the members of his church, this can be done across the board. I go to Eddie Young's church. My friend Tiffany introduced us to Eddie Young, and we've been since going there while we do our own ministry and while we work on our church in Plano, just to get a ministry run. But for the time I've been there, you know, this guy has got a mega ministry. He's got the base in Plano. I think they moved the church from Plano. But he's got a church in Grapevine. That's where the headquarter church, the mother church is. He's got a satellite church here in Dallas, where we go to with my family. He's got a church in Florida. He's got a church in London, and I think in New York. These are churches that are connected to his closed circuit television, and the images are beamed on the big screen, and it's just like, you know, you can just see him right there. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Whenever I go to church, because anyway, they have a format like in his church, Pastor Eddie Young, whereby people can give online, or you can just write a check and send it to him, or you do a direct deposit as a tithe. But many times I was seated in the church and I see people not put anything when it's offering time. Listen to the word of the Lord. What does the Lord say about this? Listen to his word. When we look in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19 to 21, he says, lay up treasure in heaven. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Now, Jesus was talking and teaching the people the time when he was walking here on the earth in Palestine, in Israel. And he was telling them that lay up your treasure for yourselves in heaven. Do not lay it up here on earth. You know, treasure means mainly it's money, you know, money and investments. You see, we have a lot of investments that we make as human beings. My wife and I founded a company called Amchil Imports and Exports. She's the one who is in control. I'm involved so much in business and ministry. But we're trying to get it off its feet, so we can start getting that business running by itself as an independent entity. But in the meantime, we are developing a new work here in America. Area where I work, I go to work in Plano. People are so prosperous there, man. They are rich. You don't see these old, torn-up cars coming to the store where I work. You don't see all these run-down cars beaten up like they're going to disintegrate or fall apart. They're all brand-new vehicles, very nice cars. People have money. But the key factor is for people to realize that instead of laying up treasure here on earth, they can lay treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys. What does the moth and rust destroy mean? It means that, you know, here the market is very unstable. You can have your money and you can lose it. I've had big money. When I was in Tulsa, I received an inheritance from a friend, $1,000. That was big money. But, you know, I wasn't that wise to really invest it. But now I see what I could have done with it, you know. But it's still gone. I took $12,000 because this individual passed on. I took $12,000 and gave it to the parents for the burial of the individual. And then, because they left me with this inheritance and to work out as I needed. When I received the check, they told me when the money hits, it's yours. It's you to make the decision. It's your money. Nobody has got a say about it. It's in your name. But you know, I used wisdom, I used discretion, and I helped the family. So the Bible here is talking us about us that once you give money to the church, you are investing in the kingdom of God. See, when money is used to train ministers for the gospel or to win people into the, you have invested in the kingdom, so you are building up treasure in heaven. It's something you might not see, but your actual investment when you give money to the church here on earth, or you give to us ministers who are propagating the gospel and teaching ministers, you are investing in your kingdom account. So God is giving credit to your treasure in heaven. I say, what am I going to use that treasure for? You know, anything that is accredited to your name will give you a reward. You're going to get a reward. You're going to get some big responsibility in heaven, I believe. You are going to have a recognition from God that you were faithful with the mammon here on earth, and God will make you in charge of greater responsibility in heaven. Because the Lord says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You see, when you invest money and your wealth into the kingdom of God, that's where your heart will be. And make no mistake, we are not here to stay forever on earth. Our home is in heaven. Can never do but invest into the work of God. You see, it says here, you cannot serve God and riches. In verse 24 of Matthew 6. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So what it means is that if you have too much love for this earthly thing, it will entangle you so much that you forget about God. You know, sometimes, you know, these, we call them toys, nice cars. You have a nice car, you got a nice home. It's very easy for us to forget about God sometimes. But, you know, the more God blesses you, the more you should remember him. Here it says, then, further says, do not worry. I'm reading from my notes, which I had typed out on this page. Do not worry about your life, what you eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Verse 28. So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Verse 29. And yet I said to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. When I look over my life, I'm now, you know, 60, I'll be 61 this year, this month. When I look at my life, you know, it hasn't been a bad life. I've not really suffered in penury and poverty. Because, you know, when I was at school, I had the basic needs. I'm not saying that my parents were rich or that, but we were not scraping from the very barrel of the pot to make ends meet. There was food on the table. God on us to run this ministry, to teach people on radio, and to have an online school. I challenge you in the name of Jesus. Support the work that God is bringing to your attention. When we post something on the internet and say, help us do this, respond. Because when you do, God will surely bless you. I've seen great blessings on the members of Ricky Rash's church. They are blessed. Why? Because time you give to God's work, it's recorded in the books of the Lord that you have given. And because you have given, God will reward you 100-fold. never fail wherever there is a service or wherever anybody's calling for help, to give to the work of the ministry. Be the first to respond. Don't look at your shoulder and say, God will provide for you. Am I the one who called you into the ministry? Am I the one you think will support your ministry? No, don't think like that. Be a person of compassion in your heart and give of what you have. Because I promise you, when you do, God will not fail to bless you. God will not fail to promote you. He has never failed me. That's why one time David said, I have been young, and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mamba with my wife, Karina Mamba, signing off here in Dallas, Texas, and saying to you, God bless you. Remember the house of God, and he will remember you. We'll talk to you again. God bless you, and bye-bye. God bless you.